We will get into that. Here's one thing I wanted to discuss. I thought this was so funny. I saw this on my timeline today. So do you remember when Nick Shirley went out to Minneapolis and he exposed all the fraud among the Somalians and how they're using these nonprofits and welfare scams to steal money from the government to the tune of billions of dollars? Well, I pointed this out back then. I don't know if I said it on the show or if it was on Telegram. But back when Nick Shirley was talking about Somalians, the conservative movement was loving him. They couldn't get enough. And he was being promoted by everybody. Libs of TikTok, and he was being promoted by Carrie Lake and all of the usual suspects, Elon Musk. People could not get enough. And then there was another guy who you might know of, this guy Tyler Oliveira, and he goes to Lakewood, New Jersey. And what he uncovers is that there is an ethnic enclave of ultra-Orthodox Jews. And they're doing really a lot of the same things that the Somalians are doing in Minneapolis. And in the exact same way that there are Muslim Africans in Minneapolis who have set up this enclave and are leeching off the public dole, you have almost the mirror image of ultra-Orthodox Ashkenazi Jews on the East Coast in Lakewood. They're doing the same thing. They have set up an ethnic enclave. They're stealing money. People say in this town that they operate like the mafia. It's like organized crime. So this guy, Tyler Oliveira, does the big expose on the Jews. Does he get promoted by Elon Musk and Carrie Lake, libs of TikTok? No. No, there is no huge social media boost for him. He's not getting offered a job and a contract, and he's not at the State of the Union. You know what his grand prize was for exposing the fraud of the ultra-Orthodox Jews? He got banned on Patreon. That was his grand prize. So you're Nick Shirley. You go to the African, black, brown Muslims, and you go and expose the fraud. Hey, kid, job well done. Would you like a golden ticket? You're going to Hollywood. Come to the State of the Union. I think this kid is going places. You're really something. You know that? Tyler Oliveira, the Jews in New Jersey, crickets. Actually, you're banned also. You can't make money in this town. You'll never work in this business again. You're out of here. This is a lie. It's an anti-Semitic lie. It's the oldest form of hatred that you're just jealous. Now, it gets even better. So we're all aware of the situation. It gets even better. So Tyler Oliveira, he gets banned on Patreon. He posts another video the day after, 70-minute expose. It's on YouTube. You should check it out. Nick Shirley replies to his tweet and goes, yes, this is the tweet. Nick Shirley says, expose them all. Big mistake. And now all of his replies are being absolutely bombarded by his former friends, by Jews like Laura Loomer and a bunch of others. Not like this. Not like this, Nick Shirley. Oy vey, you're ruining all the goodwill that you had. You're making a big mistake. You're going down the Groyper rabbit hole. Literally 500 replies on this reply. And you go, wait a second, so what happened? I thought we were against fraud. I thought we were against ethnic enclaves. I thought we were scapegoating a minority group. Wait, but not like that. No, you can't do it like that. When it comes to, let's be fair, let's be perfectly honest. When it comes to African Somali Muslims, everything is tolerated. Fuck them and their religion and their shithole country. They're criminals and they're low IQ and they're scum and we gotta deport them all and that ain't America. And good on you for exposing the fraud. Expose everything. When another guy does the exact same thing to the Jews. Oh, this is another Holocaust. This is fake news. Expose them all. But think about the Holocaust. What about October 7th? It could not be more obvious, the double standard. And I don't say this, by the way, I don't say this to white knight for the Somalis. That's not what I'm saying. What I am saying is, think about how that issue is being used. The issue of Somali scammers is being used. It's a valid issue. It's a legitimate issue, but it is being used by a certain interest group to deflect and distract from another issue. How do we know that? Because it's not really about the fraud at all. If it was about the fraud, why would they not want to expose Lakewood, New Jersey? It's about fraud, isn't it? Well, maybe not. They want to expose the fraud of the Somalis, and yeah, God bless. But then when somebody else wants to expose the fraud of the ultra-Orthodox Jews, oh, now we don't want to hear it anymore. Interesting. So if it's not about fraud, what is it really about? And they say, well, it's about this alien culture. They are refugees. They don't like America. They have this foreign culture. Well, can't the exact same thing be said about ultra-Orthodox Jews? They don't even speak English. They speak Yiddish. That's not our culture. They're wearing giant hats from the shtetl, from Poland and Russia. That's not American. That's not our culture. They don't speak our language. They don't practice our religion. They don't have our culture. How is that not exactly the same thing? Once again, people will say, fuck Islam and these Africans. When it comes to the ultra-Orthodox Jews, can't say anything. So again, if it's not about a third world enclave, if it's not about that cultural alienation, what is it really about? Obviously, that whole Somali fraud thing was a big diversion. They are into their big diversion and distraction, which is, let's stop talking about AIPAC, and let's stop talking about Israel, and let's stop talking about foreign aid and all that other stuff, and let's find Muslims to blame. And don't get me wrong, I'm in favor of deporting all the Somalians, but notice they never did that, did they? Did they go into Minneapolis and deport every illegal Somalian? No. And you knew they weren't going to do it. I said it in December. I said, unless and until Minneapolis is liberated from the Somalians, I don't want to hear about it. Because all they're doing is talking. All they're doing is creating a media narrative for a week. All they're doing is, and that's it, they're creating a media cycle. They want to get everybody riled up. They want to get everybody whipped up and angry and tweeting about not paying their taxes. Why do we pay taxes? And why do we vote? And what's going on? They want everybody to have that emotional effect. They don't even care about solving the problem because it's not about that. It is literally just about getting everybody to take their eye off the ball. If they wanted to go into Minneapolis and remove all those people, I 100% support that. But they don't even want to get it done. They just want people thinking about it and being mad about it so they don't look at the other issue. It reminds me of a few years ago. Do you remember in 2023, after October 7th, there were these big anti-Israel protests on the college campuses at Harvard, at University of Pennsylvania, at Columbia. And almost immediately, there was this huge effort to get the faculty at Harvard and those other schools terminated. They said, because you tolerated these anti-Israel protests, the whole faculty has to step down. And they wanted to fire the presidents of those universities, and they wanted them to implement all these new rules regarding protests and student safety and other things. And they tried this high-pressure campaign for about a year, and nothing was working. And in the end, how did they get the president of Harvard fired? They came up with this plagiarism scandal. Remember? The president's name was Claudine Gay. She was this black liberal. She was Harvard's first black woman president. They tried to get her fired for a long time. And in the end, what finally pushed her out is that Chris Rufo at the Manhattan Institute published this report that she had plagiarized one of her papers in her academic career. And that was the basis upon which she was fired. What was notable is at the same time that she was exposed for plagiarism, so was Bill Ackman's wife. Bill Ackman, one of the billionaire alumni of Harvard who was pushing to get Claudine Gay fired, his wife, who is an Israeli Jew, she was busted for the exact same thing. Now, was there a big story about that? Of course not. Were there calls for her to be fired? Was he supposed to resign in shame? No, of course not. But this is the same story over and over and over again. Do they care about plagiarism? No. They have a political goal, and they wanted the black president to be fired and replaced by a Jewish president at Harvard. That's kind of what happened in the White House also. Do they care about fraud? No. Do they care about ethnic enclaves? Not at all. It's just about getting people to take their eye off the ball. And that's the proof. Nick Shirley says, expose Somalians. Yes, 100%. Let's do it. Nick Shirley says, expose everybody, including the Jews. They say, oh, oy vey, you're ruining all the goodwill that you built up. You're ruining your career. You're making a big mistake. Shame to see you go down the Groyper rabbit hole. Like clockwork, so predictable. So anyway, I just saw that on Twitter and it was, it could not be more on the nose. I mean, it's literally beyond parody. So I saw that on Twitter today. I thought it was funny. We have people spamming the group chat and I'm getting notifications. Love it. I'm honestly just going to turn my phone around because I'm just being distracted by these people. We're going to have to just nuke it or something. Anyway, so that's the whole Nick Shirley situation. I do want to move on, though. I want to get into our big story for the night. I don't want to spend too much time on that, but it is a little bit rich. And I don't know that we ever even got a chance to talk too much about Nick Shirley when all that was going down. I was on vacation, but I had a feeling it was going to go in that direction. I saw everybody, and don't get me wrong, I like him. It's nothing to do with him. He's a good guy. But I saw everybody promoting him and pushing him, and I thought it's so obvious. They are desperate for a young white guy that isn't a Groyper. You know, they're desperate for a young white guy, a young Gen Z white male who's based and who is focused on the Muslim thing or on the brown problem, not talking about Jews, not a Groyper. And so when he came on the scene, and this was about a month after the Tucker cost, oh, they were so relieved and they did everything they could to promote him. That is until he didn't even make a thing about Lakewood. He just replied to somebody else who did. Now they say your goodwill is running out, kid. Amazing.